It is 28 to 10. We've got racing today at Canterbury, and Brent Zarafa, Paul Joyce, both about to join us. Brent, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Looks a beautiful sunny day in Sydney, even though we are on a heavy eight track. I wouldn't be surprised if we do get a little bit of an upgrade at some stage, but not very often we have eight races on the card, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, Paul Joyce, morning. How are you, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to speak to you again. Good morning, Brent, and to all the punters out there. Yes, eight races at Canterbury, which gives us one extra winner than usual, Sean. So looking forward to trying to find that one.
All right, Jared Middleton joining us, tab.com.au at the markets. Jared, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Sean, Brent and Paul and all the punters out there. It should be a good day at Canterbury. Looking forward to particularly a couple of these early two-year-old races. The first in particular is a very robust betting affair, so it should be a good day at Canterbury. Nice day in Sydney.
All right, we'll start off the market the first. Away you go, Jared.
Okay, the first two are out. Three, Grand Castaño, 460. Four, Hellbent, 280. Southern Legend, 11. Six, Unsinkable Sam, 16. Who Called Wolf, $35. Echo Queen, $8. 9 and 10 are out. 11, Kimberly Star, $8. And 12, Navua Mist at $4.20. Grand Castaño opened at $7 into $4.60 here. Hellbent opened $3.20 into its quote now, Hellbent at $2.80. We took a $2,500 bet at the $3.20. Southern Legend, 18 into 11. And Echo Queen is just a slight drifter there, 7 out to 8. And as far as best backed is concerned, well, Hellbent is the best backed after that big bet this morning. But also good support for Grand Castaño, Southern Legend, and Echo Queen as well. So, as I said, very competitive betting affair here, the first.
Interested in your thoughts, Brent, but pace-wise, it should be good here. Grand Castaño can lead from Kimberly Star. Other horses will be right on the pace. Who Called Wolf, perhaps Echo Queen, and Southern Legend. So it should be good pressure in the first.
Yeah, I'd also be surprised if number 12, Navua Mist, doesn't kick up and look to hold a forward position from her inside barrier, because she has showed speed thus far and in the two trials. But I thought the two first starters here at the top of the field look to have a lot of quality from what I've seen at the barrier trials. And I'm leaning the way of number 4, Hellbent, from the Kurt Goldman stable. Just like the way this two-year-old has attacked the line when asked for an effort in its two outings, and just seems to find a nice race where there should be a little bit of pressure. And I can just see Hugh Bowman stalking the speed and then pushing the button late and exposing this horse with his good turn of foot that he has shown thus far. Number 3, Grand Castaño from the Lee Curtis stable trial. Very, very nice. This big brown galloper in recent weeks at Rosehill Garden. So I've got 4 ahead of 3. I didn't think there was much between them two. Then I go back to number 11, Kimberly Star, who got to a wide part of the track at Randwick when it was advantaged to be on the fence. So I think its effort was quite good to run 4th last start and then back down to number 6, Unsinkable Sam, who seems very big odds at $16. So 4, 3, 11 and 6 for me in the first.
For the top pick, I've gone 4, 12, 3 and 6, number 4, Hellbent on top. Look, I suppose the only query now is he's coming into a short price and we haven't seen him yet on a heavy track at the trials. He has won on a 7 at Warwick Farm, and as Brent mentioned, he's showing a great turn of foot, and he's also got that ability to take up a position. So they're two traits which generally carry horses a long way through their careers, and he looks a really smart colt. I'm keen to see him go round. Now, the danger here, I thought number 12, Navua Mist, has that race experience, perfect barrier. And on my speed, Matt Brent, so I've got her sitting, you know, maybe 4th the rails, getting the gun trail here, and if with that being the case off her trial, I think she's a big chance. Number 3, Grand Castaño. Interesting sort of trial, showed good speed, seemed to cruise through the line as well after doing a bit of work early. So interesting to see if he can run a strong 1,100 on a heavy track. And the 6, Unsinkable Sam. Yeah, surprising they're betting that sort of price. He's trialled well on soft tracks. Interested to see how he handles this heavy as well. 4, 12, 3 and 6. Very interesting first race, but I'll have something on number 4, Hellbent, to win.
Darren Flindell likes 4 from 3, 11 and 12. 4, 3, 11, 12, Jared.
Race 2 is the Celebrations Plate. 2-year-old maiden at $12.55. 1 Heroism, $12. Lucky Shamrock, 20-1. Media Vita, $31. Mr. Darcy, $8.50. 5 Multitude is out, and note the deduction there. 6 Water Diviner, $4.40. 7 All Are None, $41. Den Magic, 6. Hanika, 9. Mikuchi, $12. Near Salinas, 60-1, Promenades, $3.80, and Mahib, $8.50. The mover here is Den Magic, 8 into 6, and it is the only one the punters want too, at this stage, Den Magic.
Yeah, good speed again here for the two-year-olds. I think Water Divine is showing good pace at the trials. Brent Mahib should go forward off that mid-draw. Media Vita could kick up. You could probably make a case for a couple of others going forward as well. Promenade is probably the query. It came from well off pace in its trial, but showed pace at the races on its debut last prep. So I would suggest over 1,100 for the two-year-olds, Brent, a genuine tempo.
I'm expecting number six, Water Diviner, to be very hard to beat off what I've seen thus far from this horse trained by John Sargent at its Randwick Barrier Trials. It had a trial back in February, then was given a little bit of time away. Beat Mogador in a trial over 735 metres and then backed it up with another good trial of 1,045. So should have no queries going to the 1,200 metres on a heavy track, 1,100 metres on a heavy track first up. And being by Equiano out of Oblevic mare, the breeding suggests it would handle it. And just it seems to have a lot of class, this two-year-old. So I've got it on top to beat number eight, Den Magic, who I gave an each-way chance on debut. She didn't get a lot of luck in a race that certainly has a lot of quality in it, the race that was won by Mogador. Dark Steel's come out of that event, and also Camicide. I think they're pretty smart two-year-olds, and she was still a little bit new, and I think drawing an inside gate here will be a big plus. Then back to number 12, Promenades, who trialled well behind Hellbent and wasn't really let off the bridle. So if Hellbent comes out and wins the first by a good margin, you might be having to add something to the 12 there, Promenades. And then the 13, Muhib, which is the younger brother of Sepoy, being by Lonro out of the mare Watchful, trialled nice leading to this and can run well. 6 to beat 8, 12 and 13.
Same trifecta in order here, Brent. 6, 8, 12 and 9 for me. 6, Water Diviner on top. Brent's covered all the reasons I like Water Diviner. I suppose the only thing I can add is that its trial win at Randwick on the 25th of May was on a heavy nine surface, and to me, he absolutely swung through the going. So that little risk we've got here, being a debutant on a heavy track, seems to be negated by that fact, and I think he can come out and win this on debut. Now, the 8th Den Magic, Brent's covered it. A bit unlucky there on debut in what should prove a very strong form race. The 12th Promenade, definitely interesting runner. No surprise it's come up favourite. Just interested to see whether they go forward or back on her. And I've got number 9, Hanniker, in for my fourth pick. I've been really taken with its trials, actually. And one of those trials was on a heavy 9 track at Randwick, and she seemed to handle it really well also. Just see if there's any betting moves come to her. 6, 8, 12 and 9 for me in the second.
And Darren thought 6 is special, 12, 1 and 8. 6 is special, 12, 1, 8. Jared?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Cozzy. I'm asleep. Race for 3 is the Schweppes Handicap at 130, and Better Not Blue is 480. Roaring to Win, 5. 3 Celestial Dragon, 11. 4 Thud is the $3.80 favourite. 5 Greco, $10. Nip of Time, 8. Magwitch, 20-1. 8 She's a Lady, $11. And Bow Dragon at 9. Not a huge amount of investment yet in this race. 9 Bow Dragon is just 11 into $9, boys.
Yeah, look, speed-wise here it's important because we've only got a small field, but there does look decent pace and pressure. Nip of Time likes to lead, as does Celestial Dragon. And then we've got Greco, who probably will go forward, provided he jumps with them. And then you've got She's a Lady and Bow Dragon kicking up off inside draws, Brent. So only a small field, but at least 5 of these should press forward.
Yeah, I found it a very tricky race. I was trying to get away from number 4, Thud, because she was quite impressive coming off a strong speed first up over the 1,100 metres. Now goes to the 1,250 on a heavy track, but gets the claim for Winona Costin. But I just think the terrific use of the claim by Peter and Paul Snowden, because she's not treated badly against the weights compared to the horses that she raced against. And with those horses going forward, you'd imagine Winona Costin just looks to slot in and she'll be strong again at the finish. So I'm left with number 4 here, Thud. To beat number 1, Better Not Blue, who originally when I looked at the fields, I thought, no, not again, I can't have you in this race. But the more I looked at its last run, it was just squeezed up between runners late, never really got a lot of luck. Now, sort of with that run under its belt on a sort of 11-day turnaround with good speed on from an inside gate, the claim, there should be no excuses today for Better Not Blue. 2 Roaring to Win, appeared to have its wheels spinning in the ground there last start. Gets a heavy track again today. I think it wants drier. And then back to number 3, Celestial Dragon, who should be suited to the 1250 because it looks a grinding on pace type. Not a lot of confidence, but 4 to beat 1, 2 and 3.
We can box up the first 4 here, Brent. I've gone 4, 3, 2 and 1. Number 4 start for me as well. I think the point you make about the 2 kilo claim really is the important factor here. She gets in virtually at the same weight, speeding very similar field to what she beat by 2 lengths last start. And with the speed on up front, she should just be too good to win again. I'll definitely be backing her to win. Number 3, Celestial Dragon, was the best of the on-paces in that race last start. In fact, you know, stuck on really well compared to the others. And barrier 2 today finds the front, definitely takes some catching. Number 2, Roaring to Win, also agree with Brent. Better on a soft track, but senior jockey back on board today. No surprise if it can improve. And then we've got number 1, Better Not Blue for 4th. Just cut out there at a vital stage last start. So 4-3-2-1 for me in race 3.
4-5-6-2, 4-5-6-2 at... from Darren. Now let's pick up Matter.
Position is Sinisti. 2 lengths away, Boston Havoc in the centre. Bootiful working overtime. The inside next is Gem Runner. Then came the Arabian Duke. And 5 lengths away, still last of all, is Riva Ballerina. Down by the 900 metres mark, they go. They compress ranks here. And it's Zori Star, the leader, joined on the outside by Sinisti. Boston Havoc is right there, and Bootiful is still out deeper. A length away next, Gem Runner, who gets up on the inside of the Arabian Duke. And still 6 lengths away, Riva Ballerina. 700 metres to go in the first on the card. And Sinisti put its head in front from Zori Star. Boston Havoc works around 3 wide. A length away, the Arabian Duke, then Gem Runner. 2 lengths away, Bootiful, getting tired now, understandably. And last of all is Riva Ballerina. Up towards a home turn, they come in the first. 400 metres to go. They're all hard at work here. And taking over, Boston Havoc from Sinisti. And behind them, the Arabian Duke. And now Gem Runner starting to descend on the scene very quickly here at the 250. Gem Runner ranged up, took over, put 2 lengths on them from Boston Havoc. Battling on again, the Arabian Duke and Sinisti. Down to the 150, though, it's Gem Runner in charge for Brendan Hutton. The Arabian Duke trying to pick up and rally late, but Gem Runner has the advantage going to the line, and Gem Runner will win it. Second over was the Arabian Duke. Boston Havoc will be third. Then came Sinisti, followed further back in the field by Riva Ballerina, Bootiful, and Zori Star.
6-1-2 there, number 6, Gem Runner, 4.72.20, won the Arabian Duke, 1.50, and no third, 2, Boston Havoc, 6-1-2, up to the fourth, Jared.
Yeah, race 4 is at 2.05pm, the Tab Place multi-handicap, over 1,550 metres, 1 Typhoon Jolly, 4.60, Lucy's Look, 6, Emirata, $4, Miss Denny, 4.20, She's Invincible, 8, Shelley's Girl, 18. Storm Siren, 13. Kapuka, 50 to 1. Montreal Dame, $26. Shimana, 20 to 1. Not a great deal of movement in this race at this stage. Also, just want to point out, Emirata is the Tab Rewards horse. 10 lucky Tab Rewards members, owners for the day today. And you can find out more from our Tab Rewards stable. Just go to tabrewards.com.au.
It could be a benefit to be on pace here, looking at my speed, Matt. Typhoon Jolly gets a fairly easy lead. Kaipuka, the one that could apply some pressure, with She's Invincible slotting in for the trail, Brent.
Yeah, I've found this a difficult race because I'm giving chances to the top four fillies in the market, and they've all got different reasons why I could back them. I'm going with number 2, Lucy's Look, just basically she's the longest priced of the four of them, and I thought she was very good coming back in distance at Rosehill's last start. And another couple of strides, and she basically would have went straight past Typhoon Jolly, in my opinion. So I think going to the 1550 with the tongue tie going on for the first time, and she's going to be back in the field and hitting the line strongly. We've got number 3, Amarada, in for second. She's got the blinkers going on for the first time. She'll get a lovely run on the back of the speed. Miss Denny was very impressive winning her maiden. Probably should have won by a bigger space at Warwick Farm last start. I've got nothing against Typhoon Jolie here. I just thought she was well-found at the price at $4.60. But she looks suited to the 1550, and as you mentioned, there doesn't look a lot of early pressure against her here. So I could jumble these numbers around any which way to make plenty of different combinations, but I've gone 2 to be 3, 4 and 1.
Look, I've gone 1, 4, 5 and 3. I'll back Typhoon Jolie to win this. Now, Peter Snowden said last start, as soon as she hit the line, you know, just wait for her when she gets to a mile. Here she's at 1550, around Canterbury with an easy lead. I think she'll take plenty of catching with the 2 kilo claim for Winona Costin. I do think number 4, Miss Denny's a real threat. I was impressed with that first up win at Warwick Farm when she overcame difficulties, and I think she's a filly going places. I think they're the only two I'll take in the quaddie, actually, numbers 1 and 4. Number 5, She's Invincible. I'm sure she's better on a dry track, but she'll get the run of the race third defence. And number three, Amarata, well, she suited on the wet track with blinkers on from barrier one, but I just don't think she's got the brilliance of the top couple here. 1, 4, 5, and 3 for me in race four.
Now, in the fourth event, Darren Flindell's gone 2 to beat 3, 1, and 4. 2, 3, 1, 4 in race four, Jared.
Let's go to race five, 2:40 p.m. The More Than Ready at Vinery Handicap, 1,900 metres here. And one, Bankster's Bonus is out. Quartermaster, 11. 3, Archean, $9. 4, Ashcan, $4.20. Adirondack, $8. Bubbles and Boats, $4.40. Captain Mennering, $15. Salote, $18. St. Sally, 60-1. Dewar, $4.80. Oakfield Invader is out, and there's a small deduction there. Mari Pintau, 12. And Stradazzle is out. So the mover here is Ashcan, 550 into 420. It's the one that the punters want at this stage, boys.
Yeah, interesting there, Jared, because looking at the speed map here, an important scratching, number 11, Oakfield Invader, takes a bit of that pressure out up front. Bubbles and Boats should get a fairly soft lead from Adirondack, Captain Mannering and Ashcan from that barrier one map to get a lovely run before the fence sprint.
I'm hoping number three, Archean, can settle a little bit closer second up, going up in distance to the 1,900 metres. And if that's the case, I thought it was a terrific each-way bet here at $9, coming back in grade to a benchmark 70 after hitting the line strongly in a 75. Looks an out-and-out stayer. So I'm happy to play each way odds with it. Then I've gone down to number 10, Dewar, who goes to the 1900 metres for the first time this preparation and hit the 1900 at Canterbury third up last campaign and was beaten a long way, but it was a funny run because it just couldn't muster any speed in the early stages and was sort of 10 lengths, 13 lengths off the leader and got to the line okay, but I'm just thinking there might have been something wrong with the horse on that occasion. Seems to be racing well this campaign and really likes the sting out of the track. Number four, Ashcan, was a big drifter, alarming drifter when it got the cash first up in Australia. This horse has been tested in listed stakes grade in France, so I've got no doubt it can handle a benchmark 70. And then back down to number seven, Captain Mannering, who could be a value play here. I'll be putting it in my quaddie. Happy to be against Bubbles and Boats, considering she goes up in the weight. I can see she does get on-pace favours, but I'm thinking this race is a little bit stronger than the one she took on last start. 3 to beat 10, 4 and 7.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 4, 10 and 2. Look, I'll stick with Bubbles and Boats. She's never really been one of my mares, but she seems to have struck a purple patch of form. And when these mares get into this type of form, she obviously loves soft tracks. It was a heavy eight here last time when she led all the way. And I think that's the key with her. Just go to the front, let her roll along. She can control the tempo. And I think she'll take plenty of getting past. She's rock hard fit. She's in form. I think the danger's number four, Ashcan, a bit of the unknown factor there. We've only seen it once, obviously, here in Australia. She's probably fairly ordinary opposition winning a maiden at Wyong, but I like the way he charged through the line. It is a step up, though. He's basically a class one horse taking on horses that have won 3, 4 and 5 races, so it'll be a test for him. Number 10, Dewar, agree with what Brent said there. Love the way he hit the line over 1550. Just has to get to that 1900 today. And number 2, Quartermaster, could be one at a bit of odds throwing to the quaddies. Look at its heavy track form. 5 starts on heavy, 2 wins and 3 placings for the Paul Perry Thomas Hewitt combination. I'll go 6, 4, 10 and 2 in race 5.
All right, Darren Flindell goes 4, 6, 5 and 9. 4, 6, 5, 9, Jared.
Race 6 is the tab.com.au handicap, benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres at 3:15 p.m. 1, Nothing Like Luca is 31. 2, Forget and 3, Invitations are out. Invitations noted 8 and 9 cent deduction there. Win place 4, Episodes 20 to 1. Poltava, $11. Mercatus, $31. Sabino Speed, $21. Loziano, $5. Lord Leofric, $3.20. 10, Radical Impact, $5. 11, Ready Set Sing is out, and there's a small deduction there. 12, Destiny Rising, $6.50. Remesis, $17. Genki Muchi, $51. Burnt Bridges is out. King Kazoo, $35. 17, Rock Temple is out. And Blinken is 100-1. No real movements of note here yet.
Still a big field here. Should be decent pace, decent pressure. Backmarkers should get their chance. Nothing Like Luca, Poltava, Sabino Speed, Lord Leofric, Destiny Rising, Ramesses, and even the two emergencies, all capable of going forward, Brent. I'd say Nothing Like Luca probably leads them.
Well, I'm hoping Thomas Huey can just find a little bit of cover on number 10, Radical Impact, because I don't think there's a horse in Sydney that deserves to win a race more than this one. And Nick Mitchell's been trying so hard and just finds another suitable event. I'm happy to be with it again. Now, lost the race on protest last start and Thomas probably went a little bit too early chasing that speed. I think if it was a little bit more conservative, it would have found the line strongly and would have won that event. I've got it on top to beat number 8, L'Oceano, who comes out of the same event. Number 9, Lord Leofric, was a good winner last start at Warwick Farm. Probably not going to get the same suitable run from that wide barrier. And then back down to number 5, Poltava, who could be the value play first up off good trials. I thought they were the only four chances in the race. 10 to beat 8, 9 and 5.
We'll box up the first four again, Brent, or we could stand out the winner, actually. 10 from 5, 9 and 8 for me. I'm with you, Brent. Number 10, Radical Impact. Deserves to win this. Races well here at Canterbury. A bit of speed on suits. He should be able to get across from that draw and have a bit of a rest there mid-race. And I also agree that he just got left in front too soon there last start. The leader's compounded. He was in front. And the one thing this horse does when he gets to the front, he picks his ears and he wanders around. He thinks he's got the job done. And he's much better chasing, and he should be able to chase them down today. Number 5, Poltava. I like the way it's been trialling. I agree. It could be the knockout here and a must for the quaddie. Number 9, Lord Leofric. No knock on it at all off a strong first up win. And number 8, L'Oceano, hit the line very strongly in this type of grade last start. 10 on top to beat 5, 9 and 8.
All right, Darren's gone 9 to beat 10, 1 and 12. 9, 10, 1, 12.
Race 7 is at 3.50. The Randford Handicap. And 1, Queen of Kariba is out. 2, Chelsea Hotel, 15. 3, Copper, 5. Floral Gold, 11. Vanilla Princess, 6.50. I Am Zalady, $4.20. 7, Magna Joy is out. A small deduction there. Trixie's also out. Wedding, $8. Mama's Snitzel, $4.80. Ends in Tears, $13. The Look, 60-1. Tennessee Hussey, 13. And Lunch at Tiffany's is 100-1. And it's all about I Am Zalady here, boys. 6 into 4.20, including a $1,000 bet there at 4.50, and is by far the best backed in this race as it stands.
Yeah, looks the map ideally here for I Am Zalady. There's only 11 runners, but I've got 6 of them potentially going forward. Mama Snitzel will try and find the front from the wide draw. Chelsea Hotel, Vanilla Princess will provide some opposition. And then you've got horses like Lunch at Tiffany's, Ends in Tears and Floral Gold. All take your handy spots, Brent. So it looks as though this will be a really fast run, 1,200.
I'm very keen on the chances of number 6, I Am Zalady, having a first run for Joe Pride. Formerly trained by Sam Cavanagh, and I don't think there's a horse that's trialled better leading into today's program. If the only question mark is, in the past 3 starts where she's been defeated, she's missed the start on all 3 occasions. Now, Hugh Bowman would be certainly aware of that, and if she jumps cleanly, I think with that strong speed, she'll just park in behind and be too strong for them late. Not surprised to see the very heavy support for her this afternoon. Number 3, Copper, is another horse that missed the start last time. That was in the race won by Lord Leofric, taking on the boys. Now she returns to her own sex. Well suited with the claim for Brodie Loy, and second up last preparation, went straight to the front, was a good winner at Canterbury in a similar race to this. Number 9, Wedding, has had a couple of nice quiet trials leading into this. I'd expect it to run quite well fresh. And Tennessee Hussey can get a lovely run back on the inside from that marble draw, the inside. So I've gone 6 to beat 3, 9 and 13. I've made 6 my best bet of the afternoon. I was happy to be against Mama Snitzel, considering it's going to have to work hard from barrier 11 and goes up 3 kilos. But 6 to beat 3, 9, 13.
Darren likes 6 to beat 4, 3, 13. Sorry,
yeah,
Paul.
Well, the last time Brent and I tipped the same good thing, we saluted with Miss Denny, so let's hope we can do it again today, Brent. I've gone 6, 10, 2 and 3. Number 6, I'm the lady, my best bet of the day also. Just love that trial at Warwick Farm. Now, that was on a soft 6, and we haven't seen her race on anything worse than a good track previously, so that's the query with her. But off that trial, which was a soft 6, she just looked so strong and did it so easily. She's just flying, and she's going to get this run perfectly to suit. The 10 Mama Snitzel, I've thrown it in as the danger because it's the sort of horse that keeps surprising. Every time you put it up in grade or today, he's got the wide barrier with speed drawn underneath her. She just comes out and does the job. So I've got her in for second. Number 2, Chelsea Hotel, my value runner, will go forward, loves the soft track. And then I've got number 3, Copper, for 4. 6, a good thing to beat 10, 2 and 3.
And just repeating, Darren, 6 from 4, 3, 13.
Race 8 is the TAB Rewards Handicap, the last on the program at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this afternoon, and Campanology $11, Slivovitz $18, Careless $3.40, Olympic Academy $16, Fire Bascule is out, and there's a 10-cent win and place deduction there. 6 Zayam $4.40, Double Halo is out, Drago $7, Man Ostro, $4.20. Justice Cosmic, $18. Strike Me Lucky, $61. Let Me Handle It, $14. Stylish Lad, $13. And $14. Shanian are both out. And here, the mover of note is Zayam, 5 into 440, and it is the best supported in the last there at Canterbury as it stands, boys.
Yeah, no surprise punters have found it, Jared, because on the speed map here, it's only a small field, there's minimal pressure, so the on-pace runner should be favoured. I've got 3 Careless going forward with 9 Marin Ostro, number 6 Zayam, and the other one that may sneak forward is the 10 Justice Cosmic. Brent.
I think the two last start winners should fight this out, being number 3 Careless and number 9 Marin Ostro. I agree that they look to get on-pace favours in this event, and there doesn't look to be a lot of depth to the opposition. A couple of horses here that are resuming from spells, a couple of that are probably looking for 2,000 metres, and others that are simply out of form, and I can't see them ever winning a race again, being number 8, Drago. So I've got 9 on top, Marin Ostro. Handles wet conditions, ticks all the boxes this afternoon to beat number 3, Careless. Then back to number 2, Slivovitz, who could be the value here from the inside gate. If you can get upwards of 20-1, I think it's not a bad each-way gamble. And then back down to number 6, Zayam. But 9 to beat 3, 2 and 6 in the last.
Yeah, I've got 9, 3, 6 and 4. I'm with the 9 Marin Ostro. I can't see why you'd go off him. He loves this distance. He obviously races well here at Canterbury. And he's just matched to get all the favours, as he did last start when he was too good as favourite. And his stats on soft and heavy track is almost faultless. He's had 4 goes. He's had 3 wins in 1 second. He looks the one to me to beat number 3, Careless, who's racing in really strong form. I would have liked to have seen the runner-up from its last start come out and do something a little bit more than it did last start, just to frank that form. That was Kazoom, who ran second to it at Rose Hill, just failed up at the Gold Coast last Saturday. So that form's a slight question mark on it. Number 6, AM, third up from a spell, should get all the favours here on a soft track. And I've thrown in number 4, Olympic Academy, as my ruppie. Probably going to need the run, but you've got to throw something in for fourth when you've only got 3 chances. I've got 9, 3, 6 and 4.
And 9, 3, 8 and 4 from Darren Flindell. 9, 3, 8, 4. Your best around the ground there, guys?
I'm sticking with race 7, number 6, I Am the Lady. I noticed it's been trimming up all morning with all the bookmakers, tab.com.au, into $4.20. I'm happy to take that price. Good luck to those punters that are on at the top odds.
And me, I'm with you, Brent. Race 7, number 6, I Am the Lady. Look, out of all the races, it was the one I thought today. I just cannot find anything that I could tip to beat her. And off its trial, its last trial since Joe Pride took control, I just think it's much too good. And I agree. I think $4.20 is a great price, and I'll be very surprised if it's still there come dump time, Brent. So race 7, number 6, I Am the Lady, the best bet for me as well.
All right, and from Darren Flindell, it's race 2, number 6. He's gone race 2, number 6, and that's Water Diviner. So, guys, have a good day. Brent, good luck. We'll be hearing you with late mail throughout the day.
Yeah, looking forward to getting out to Canterbury. Our preview on Sky Thoroughbred Central will start at 11:30.
Paul, have a top day. We'll talk to you soon.
I will, Sean. Once again, absolutely lovely to talk to you again. We don't get to do it enough these days. All the best, Sean. Speak to you later.
Good on you, mate. Good to see you, Paul. And Jared, we'll catch up with you throughout the day.
Yeah, I'm joining Brent shortly out at Canterbury Park. Looking forward to it.
Terrific. Good on you, Jared. 10 o'clock at Sky Sports Radio.